keeping kids in school one way or another. Today on UK Perspectives, I'm Tom Goodell. Recently, there's been much discussion of the dropout crisis in America. Last week, Governor Beshear announced that 96 Kentucky school districts have agreed to raise the compulsory attendance age to 18, meaning that this policy becomes state law in 2017. Here to discuss the impact of this legislation on our schools is Dr. Jerry Swan, a new associate professor in UK's College of Education. Welcome to UK Perspectives.
Thank you for having me.
My initial reaction to hearing about this is that forcing young people by law to sit in a classroom doesn't suddenly make them into better students. So what can educators, what can our teachers do to make these kids into better students?
Well, I mean, I think you're perfectly right there. Just because you say you have to be here longer doesn't mean that that's magically all of a sudden going to change the level of success. And while I'm not up to date on all the specific facets of why students drop out, not being successful is obviously a big one. So, you know, you obviously have to have this policy in place to keep them there, but then you also have to look at changing what they've been doing and the experience that they've been having. And hopefully you do that systemically so that they don't even get to the point where they are dropout risk. So, yeah, it's a maybe a necessary but insufficient condition for these students to have success.
So what are some things that a teacher could do to engage these students, maybe even before they reach the age of 16?
You have to kind of look at what's going on in the classroom, in the curriculum, and it's really going to be a comprehensive overhaul of what's happening. So whether that be, I mean, everything from changing the way you grade and assess students, what does instruction look like? What are the opportunities? How do you even expose them to different materials? So I think there's going to be, you can go across the Commonwealth now and you see an incredible amount of change going on in schools. Schools and districts are actively working to change how they interact and engage students every day. Now, we're a long way from being where we want to be, but people aren't sitting on their hands. So there's a lot of this, whether it's shunting certain materials online to bring more sort of self-paced instruction into classrooms, changing just the very nature of how you introduce students to topics, allowing them to experience and work through more sort of inquiry-based approaches. So there's a lot of this going on, and I think, you know, the big thing is figuring out how can you give a student a successful experience? Because once they have one successful experience, the likelihood that they can have another goes up, and then so on and so forth. So you can snowball these things.
And expectations have a lot to do with it, too. I mean, if a teacher thinks that a certain class of students is going to fail, they're more likely to fail. But on the other hand, if you think they're going to succeed, if you know you can help that kid succeed, aren't you more likely to be successful?
Oh, yes. Well, of course, you know, the standards that we expect students to perform is really important. And a lot of I do a lot of work in the area of grade reform right now across the state. And, you know, one of the things with grading is actually it's very much tied to that. What is the expectation? And it's actually become an accreditation issue for schools where when an accrediting body comes in, they're going to look and say, you know, if you don't all have the same expectations for students, then they are receiving different qualities of education. So if you have lower expectations for a group of students, you're not going to push them as much. You're not going to provide as many interventions. You're not going to really try and move them forward. You're going to say, you know, that's good enough for them. So every facet of the school kind of feeds into this.
Now, last week on WUKY News, Kentucky Education Association President Stephanie Winkler expressed a concern that some of these older students, kids who would have dropped out before the change in the law, they might be unruly and tend to act out in class. So what steps can teachers and school districts take to address that aspect of the dropout problem?
Well, maybe that means having separate classes for these folks if they need it. If that's an issue that's very uncomfortable, then, you know, that's a simple thing. That's a scheduling resource allocation issue that people have to go to. I think one of the mistakes we sort of often encounter is when we say, okay, we're going to do this, but it doesn't mean we have to do it exactly the same way. And even a small shift of the way we do things can have a really profound effect on on how something is run. So, you know, I think it's one of those things that there's going to be lots of concerns that come up. But as long as we sort of approach them and really think about, okay, what's going to work and not be tied to doing what's we naturally come, you know, what's the first thing that comes to mind, then we'll figure it out.
Now, as I think of this too, I realize that also in solving these kinds of problems, particularly behavioral issues with young people, teachers can't do this all on their own. I mean, parents have to be involved in this too, and it can be as simple as better nutrition at home or dealing with a young person's drug problem or maybe other cognitive issues that student has. But doesn't some of this really have to start at home?
Oh, of course. I mean, parent involvement and engagement is always helpful. You know, that always, you know, there's peer groups effects. You know, if you have peers in your class and they're all kind of going in the same direction or the right direction, then that kind of creates a groundswell. So it's definitely not dropping the kid off at the building and that's going to solve the issue. There's a whole, you know, societal, systemic piece that goes into what makes students successful. And you can just kind of look at the role that socioeconomic status plays. Mm-hmm. You know, that's another barrier that students have to overcome. So we can't forget all of these other community and social things that go into helping people succeed.
Another aspect of this problem or this issue that occurs to me is that if you suddenly have a number of students in your class who would have dropped out, how does that affect the rest of the students in that same class? Does it slow down instruction? I hate to use the word dumbing down, but I mean, does that happen? Are there impacts that this has, say, on the brighter students who suddenly have to change gears and adapt to students who would have otherwise dropped out?
Well, I mean, one of the things that we talk about all the time is differentiated curriculum, differentiated experiences. So if you don't have a classroom in which those things are happening, then of course that could be an issue. But I'll use a basketball analogy here. Just because, not every player on the basketball team can be John Wall or Anthony Davis, right? Not everybody can be that. But just because all players on the team aren't that doesn't mean that it keeps him from developing or getting better or improving his skills. So, you know, that would be, you know, I kind of like to think of it like that. We always have a spread of ability in class and in natural inclination to certain subjects. So it really becomes down to having a skilled educator in the room that's going to manage all that. It's going to manage the learning.
And, of course, the basketball team has a whole array of coaches to do that, and the teacher has only themselves in the classroom.
Yeah,
so it may be a little harder.
It's a little harder, but it's possible. And it happens every day. You can go into schools all across the Commonwealth and see really elegant instruction going on, really elegant learning. And that doesn't mean that we're not to the point where we want to be, but it's there. It's there.
Are there some projects or activities, research going on in the College of Education here at UK right now that will eventually help teachers deal with this dropout issue?
Well, over at the College of Ed, we do an incredible amount of work in the community and research in the community with schools and partnerships. And I can barely keep track of everything that I'm doing, much less what everybody in the college is doing. But you can go over, you could go across any county and you could probably find a UK professor that is doing something on some aspect in Kentucky. And that's something we take very seriously and all of us are very committed to. And I think we do a lot of good work out there. And so, yes, there's research, there's engagement, there's partnerships, there are so many things that we do. A lot of it, you know, it's just in the fabric of what colleges of education do.
And is this something that you're addressing with your students? Are you teaching them essentially how to teach students from an early age to keep them engaged and keep them in school?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we look at lots of different, you know, when you look at designing curriculum, when you look at designing instructional experiences and learning experiences, this is something that everybody does. This, you know, this is something we address and we look at what does the research say. What is there actually a wealth of knowledge on how to be successful. Implementing it is, you know, if it was easy, then, you know, we would have fixed this a long time ago.
Sure.
But yes, that's a core piece of how do we engage students? How do we provide them with learning experiences that will be effective? That's something that we think we've been trying to do for forever. But we continue to grow and evolve as a field, and so we continue to bring that to our classes as well.
Well, thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Jerry Swan of UK's College of Education. Our complete interview from UK Perspectives is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.